Good morning, warm greetings to everyone in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大家早上好，我奉救主耶稣基督的圣名向大家来问安。
Lovest thou me more than these?
你爱我比这些更深吗？
This was the question asked by the Lord Jesus Christ to one man, Peter.
这是主耶稣基督向一个人来发问的，那人就是彼得。
When you and I begin to grow up in this world, do you realize that we like to compare and compete?
当你我在这地面上来成长的时候，你有没有发觉到说我们当我们在成长的过程中，我们都会喜爱来比较，甚至是我们彼此的来较量。
You don't have to teach children to do that.
我们不需要教导孩童怎么做。
When they go to school, they begin to compare.
当他们上到学校去，他们就开始做一些的比较。
My classmate has a handphone, I do not have.
我的同学他有手机，我却没有。
My classmate's shoe is better than mine.
我的同学他的鞋子他的鞋子比我的好。
He studies better than me.
他就是比我用功。
And the system feeds such a comparison.
而我们知道说，那教育的体系正是就是助长这样的一个竞争。
And so in the past, we have special classes for the brightest students.
那因此在过去的时候，我们都会有一些特别的课程给那些比较有。就是比较聪明的一群。
Certain primary schools are better than neighborhood primary schools.
那有一些小学又比邻里的学校来得好。
And those who can go to these special primary schools will feel very proud compared to other students who can only go to neighborhood schools.
而那些能够进入这些特别的小学的他们就会就是感到骄傲因为他们是比起其他那些只能够去到邻里的学校的这些孩子来得好。
This continues on into secondary school, and then junior colleges, and also into university.
那这样的情况就是继续深入到中学初级学院甚至是进入大学。
Those who have overseas degrees are better than those who have local degrees.
那些拥有国外的这些的毕业文凭的会比在本地的文凭来得好。
And we continue to compare and compete into the working world until we die.
而我们也继续这样的来比较，这样的来竞争直到进入工作也是这样，那直到我们。面对死亡。
We become parents, we compare our children with other parents' children.
而我们成为父母我们也将我们的孩子跟其他父母的孩子来比较。
When we become grandparents, the comparison continues.
当我们成为就是祖父祖母，那样的一个比较也继续的持续下去。
Peter had always thought that he was the best disciple amongst the 12.
彼得一直以来都以为说他是这十二个使徒当中他是最出色的一位。
Almost all the time, he would be the first one to speak up whenever there was an issue.
那几乎每一次当有一些事情发生的时候，他是首先发言的那一位。
He believed that he loved the Lord Jesus Christ better than all of them.
他深信说他爱耶稣基督就是比其他的人 来的多。
And so Jesus Christ asked Peter this question. Lovest thou me more than these? Do you believe that you love me more than all the other disciples?
那因此主耶稣就向他来发这样的一个问题说，你爱我比这些更深吗？也就是说，你爱我比这些其他的这些门徒更多吗？更深吗？
Why did Jesus not ask the other 10 disciples? Now Judas is already dead.
那为什么主耶稣基督不问其他十个门徒，我们知道说犹大他已经死了。
Did the others not have the same problem?
难道其他的门徒没有同样的问题吗？
Maybe some of them do, but their problem was not as bad as Peter's.
或许当中他们有其他人也一样有这问题，但是他们的问题并没有彼得那样来的那样的严重。
Because Peter boasted that even if all the others may flee and run, I will not flee and run when you are arrested and crucified.
因为彼得曾经就是这样的炫耀说，如果主被逮捕被钉在十字架上，那其他的人可能会逃跑逃命，但是彼得说他不会逃跑，不会逃命。
None of them denied the Lord 3 times the way that Peter did.
而却他们当中没有一个人像彼得一样彼得三次的否认主。
And none of them felt the same way that Peter felt at this moment in his life.
他们当中没有一个人就是有像彼得在他生命中的这一时刻的这样的一个感受，他们没有这样的一个感受。
After Peter denied the Lord 3 times, the Lord Jesus Christ turned and looked at him, and Peter saw the Lord looked at him.
在彼得三次否认主之后，那主耶稣基督就转过脸来看着彼得，那彼得他知道主看着他。
How would you feel if you were Peter?
如果你是彼得，你会有什么感受呢？
I'm sure Peter must have felt so miserable and devastated.
我深信彼得必定是感到非常的忧愁，非常的沮丧。
When my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ needed me most to stand with him, I fled. I denied him.
当我的主他最需要我的时候，我却否认他，我却逃跑了。
Have you ever felt miserable and disappointed with yourself?
你是否曾经就是感到就是为自己感到忧伤，感到失望呢？
When you should have stood up for Christ, you were afraid like Peter and you kept quiet.
当你应当是来站起来，来为基督来做见证，但是你就像彼得一样，你却保持静默。
The Spirit of God prompted your heart to give the tract to say a word for the Lord, but you did not do anything because you were scared and frightened.
那神的灵在你心里面来动工，让你就是去把单张分发给人，来与那人来分享，但是你因为害怕，你却没有做到。
Have you ever served the Lord and then you failed him miserably?
你是否曾经来服侍主，而你却在服事上却大大的失败了。
You taught our doctrine incorrectly.
你教导错误，把一个教义错误的来教导。
You stumbled and fell into a serious sin.
而你就是绊倒，就跌倒，落入严重的罪里。
And even after you have repented like Peter,Maybe the Lord doesn't want me to serve him anymore. I failed him so badly.
那即使是你像彼得一样，你悔改，你可能会觉得说，或许神已经不再要使用我了，因为我实在是大大的让他失望。
Do you remember on the first morning of the resurrection? When the ladies rushed back and said that the tomb was empty, who was the first one to rush there and look inside?
你还记得那复活的主复活的早晨，当那些妇女回来报告说，这坟墓已经空了。那么谁是那首先跑到坟墓里去探望的呢
？It was Peter, wasn't it?
那是彼得，不是吗
？Why do you think he did that?
你想他为什么要这样做呢？
I think we can make a very good educated guess, isn't it?
我相信我们能够就是做一个就是有意义的推测。
Maybe to speak to the Lord Jesus Christ face to face and say, "I am so sorry, Lord."
或许他是要去那里来面对面来对主耶稣基督说，好，我非常对不起你。
Or maybe to wait for the Lord to.Welcome him back to service.
又或者是要期盼着主来接纳他，让他能够重新回到服事当中。
You know how many times the Lord appeared already to the disciples before John chapter 21?
你知道主在这约翰福音第二十一章之前已经显现了多少次了吗？
We know that all in all,During the 40 days before his ascension, after his resurrection, Jesus Christ appeared, all in all, a total of about 12 times.
我们按我们所知的，就是从主他复活一直到他升天之前，那他总共就是显现过12次。
John chapter 21, number 7.
约翰福音第二十一章，这是第七次。
How would you feel the Lord appeared six other times, and not once did the Lord Jesus Christ say to Peter, "It's okay, Peter, I still want to use you to serve me"?
你想，就是主耶稣基督已经显现了六次，但是这前面的六次，那主耶稣基督都没有。来告诉彼得说，彼得，没事的，我仍然还要让你来服侍我。
Why do you think Peter at the beginning of chapter 21 said, "I'm going fishing"?
那彼得会有什么感受？那在二十一章的时候，为什么彼得说我要去打鱼呢
？And the other disciples who were with him said, "Okay, we join you."
而其他的门徒。跟彼得在一起的就说好，我们就跟从你。
He went back to become a fisherman. I don't want to be a fisher of men anymore, but I will just simply be a fisherman, just to fish.
他回去来成为这打鱼的人，那他不要再继续得人如鱼了，他只是想回去打鱼了。
The Lord appeared to Peter earlier together with the others, remember? But he did not bring up the subject of my restoration. Maybe the Lord doesn't want me. Let me go back to fishing.
主耶稣基督之前已经就是显现跟其他的门徒同在的时候一起主向他们显现，那他都没有提到关于说要来让彼得让自己来恢复这职责，那或许主已经不要我了，因此我还是回去打鱼了。
A total of 7 disciples were present in John chapter 21.
在约翰福音第二十一章这里，总共有七个门徒是跟彼得同在。
And they fished the whole night and they caught nothing.
而他们一整夜的在那里打鱼，却得不到什么。
And then, next morning, the Lord appeared.
之后，第二天早晨，主就显现了。
And he did the same thing that he did 3.5 years ago when he called Peter to full-time ministry.
而他就是做那同样的事情，就是在他呼召三年前呼召彼得 的进入这个全时服事的时候所做的同样一件事情。
They were expert fishermen, don't forget.
而我们不要忘记，他们都是善于打鱼的。
At first, they could not recognize the Lord.
开始他们认不出认不出主。
But when they cast the net as instructed, the net suddenly was full of fish.
当他们下网，却突然之间这网就网住了很多的鱼。
But with one very important difference.
而却是有一个非常大的不同。
The first time 3 years ago, the net broke.
在三年前就是第一次的时候，那网破裂。
This time the net did not break, just about to break.
这回网却没有破裂，只是快要破裂了。
Peter jumped down and rushed to the shore because suddenly they knew it was the Lord, and he wanted to speak with the Lord. Maybe this time the Lord will restore me.
那彼得就跳进水中，游到岸边。那因为他们这时候，就是发觉到说是主耶稣基督，那彼得就是要去到那里，他认为说或许是神要来让他来复职。
Do you know that the Lord asked Peter to go and count how many fish there was in the net?
你知道吗？主叫彼得去数算，到底在那网中所网到的有多少只鱼？
153 I beg your pardon. 153.
153条。
Do you know what that means?
你知道那是什么意思吗？
Peter was an expert fisherman.
彼得他是善于打鱼的。
It was perfect, the number.
那数目字是完全的。
One extra fish, the net would have broken.
只要多一条鱼，这网就要破裂了。
But it was just enough, about to break, but did not break.
却是刚刚好，就快要破裂，但是没有破裂。
That is why the Lord asked Peter 3 times, Do you love me more than these? Do you love me more than this? 3 times, because he denied the Lord 3 times.
那这也是为什么主三次的问彼得，你是否爱我比这些更多？你是否爱我比这些更深？三次，因为彼得曾经三次否认主。
Peter understood the message of 153. Do you?
彼得他明白这153条鱼所带来的那信息。
The Lord said to Peter.By this 153,
主就是借着这153来告诉彼得。
I want you to know, Peter.
彼得，我要你知道。
I want you to know that when you stumbled and fall, it was never meant to destroy you.
那我要你知道。当你就是被绊倒，你跌倒的时候，那这不是为了要让你被摧毁。
So that you become useless to me.
以至于你变得对我来说是无用了。
People who compare and compete are people who are filled with self-confidence.
那些与人来比较，与人来竞争的那些人，是因为他们说内心是充满着自信。
The best way to take away self-confidence from us is humiliation.
那最良好的就是除掉我们这自信的这个方法呢，就是让我们就是受到就是谦卑。
Peter was completely humiliated with his 3 denial.
那彼得因这三次的否认主，他就使到自己感到卑微了。
It destroyed his self-confidence.
这摧毁了他的自信。
He was now so low down, completely emptied of self-confidence.
那他这时候是感到自己是那么的卑微，他完全是丧失了他所有的自信。
He was like the net.
他就像这网。
His heart was like the net. His spirit was like the net.
他的这个精神就像网。
He felt so broken within that he was about to be so completely devastated, but not yet.
他的内心就像这网一样，他感到说是实在是好像是完全要毁灭，但是却是没有被破裂。
Did God not do the same with Moses, which took 40 long years to destroy Moses' self-confidence, so that by the time he was 80, now Moses, you are ready to serve me.
神不也是这样子啊？以类似的方式来对待这摩西啊？神使用了40年啊来。就是来除掉摩西的自信，那以至于他就是卑微自己的时候，他预备好来服侍神。
Do you love me or lovest thou me more than these? First and foremost was to restore Peter.
你爱我比这些更深吗？那首先是要来就是来让。彼得能够被修复。
Lovest thou me more than these?
你爱我比这些更深吗？
What was Peter's reply?
彼得的回应是什么呢？
Yes, Lord. No, he did not say that.
那他说是的，主啊，他没有这么说。
He dare not say that anymore.
他不敢再这么说了。
Each time he said, "Thou knowest that I love thee."
那他每一次都说，主啊，你知道我爱你。
You know that Jesus Christ asked the first question, "Lovest thou me?" using agape love.
你知道吗？主耶稣他在问第一次问的这问题的时候，他用的那爱，是那完全的爱。
That is an unconditional love.
那是一个无条件的爱。
Do you know that Peter, when he replied, he dare not use agape love?
你知道吗？当彼得他回应的时候，他不敢使用这样的一个爱。
He used conditional love.
他是用那有条件的爱。
The second time when Jesus asked, agape love again.
那第二次主耶稣再一次的用那无条件的爱来问。
Peter still dare not use agape love in reply. He still used conditional love.
那彼得仍然还是不敢用那无条件的爱来回应，他只是用那有条件的爱。
But the third time when Jesus Christ asked, Jesus Christ used conditional love. Lovest thou me conditionally?
然后第三次主耶稣问的时候，主耶稣却用那有条件的爱。来问他说你爱我吗？
And this time he just simply asked him, "Lovest thou me? Lovest thou me?" Second and third, no more comparing.
那在这里他就说你爱我吗？你爱我吗？就是没有在这第二、第三次都没有比较。
The first one compare.
第一次是有那样的一个比较。
Second, no comparison, just simply unconditional love.
那第二个是没有比较的，不过就是单单是那无条件的爱。
Third time, no more comparing, no more unconditional love. Jesus asked him, "Do you love me conditionally?"
那第三次就是不再有比较。那不再是那无条件的爱，而是主问他，你是否是那样的有条件的来爱我呢？
That's why Peter was grieved.
那这也因着这样，彼得他忧愁了。
Why did Jesus Christ now use conditional love to ask Peter?
那为什么主这时候用这有条件的爱来问彼得呢？
And then He said unto the Lord, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love thee. Still conditional. Peter never elevated his love to unconditional.
而彼得仍然就是说, 主啊你知道我爱你, 主啊你知道我爱你, 他仍然是用那有条件的爱, 他不敢把自己的爱提升到那无条件的爱。
This was a good sign from Peter.
这是彼得所显出的一个美好的迹象。
Jesus was basically teaching him, do not boast.
主在教导他, 叫他不要骄傲。
Do not compare or compete.
不要来比较, 或者是不要与人竞争。
That's why questions number two and number three, no more, more than these, no more, stop comparing, stop competing.
那因此第二次的问题跟第三次的问题都不再有着比较或者是让他来就是较量竞争。
Do you compete and compare?
你是否是也是与人竞争与人比较呢?
Do you compete and compare when you serve?
当你在服侍神的时候，你是否是在那里？ 跟人比较与人来竞争的。
I think I'm the best preacher. Do you?
你会不会说, 哎, 我是那最好的, 就是讲员。
I think I'm the best teacher.
我是那最好的老师。
I'm the best pianist.
我是那最好的钢琴手。
Best organist.
我是那最好的风琴手。
Best Sunday school teacher.
我是主日学老师当中最好的一位。
Compare and compete, remember, is in our sinful nature.
我们要知道说，比较或者是竞争是在我们的罪性里。
We live in a society that promotes comparison and competition.
我们活在这样的一个社会里，它是在那里倡导。 比较跟竞争的。
That means we have to consciously fight against this desire to compare and compete.
也意味着说我们需要刻意的来对抗这比较跟竞争。
And the old Peter, even though he was born again, cannot be used by God to start the church witness in Pentecost.
那之前的彼得虽然他已经重生得救，但是他却不能够被神来使用来建立教会在那五旬节的时候。
Do you know that comparing and competing in this manner is a sin in itself?
你知道吗？如果我们比较这样子的来比较竞争，它这本身就是罪恶。
We must never be motivated to be better because we want to be number one.
我们不应当是有这样的一个动机，这样的一个推动力，为的就是要让自己成为第一。
If we have that kind of attitude, we will tear down others whom we know are better than us.
那如果我们是有这样的心态的话，那我们就会来。 就是毁灭那些我们知道认为说他们比我们好的。
We will criticize them.
我们就会批评他们。
We will murmur and we will dispute with them.
而我们就会在那里埋怨与他们来争论。
And all because we compare and compete and try to be number one.
这都是因为这我们要来比较。 要来竞争，要来成为第一。
And we usually compare and compete with people who are in the same ministry with the same spiritual gifts.
我们通常都是跟那些在同样一个方面来服侍，那有相同的恩赐的人。
And if you had been like Peter, comparing, competing, and then you may have stumbled and fallen, and you feel so dejected, disappointed with yourself. Well, just like Peter this morning, the Lord says, lovest thou me more than this?
那如果你曾经就像彼得这样的就是与人比较，与人竞争以至于你半跌，你跌倒了你对自己感到非常非常的失望这时候就今早晨主也一样的问你你爱我比这些更多吗？
Reply the Lord like Peter, Thou knowest, Lord.
我们应当像彼得一样的那样的来回应说，主啊，你知道我爱你。
Lovest thou me? No more comparing.
让我们就是爱我主啊，我爱你就是不再有比较。
And reply the same way as Peter, Thou knowest, Lord, I love thee.
那就是像彼得一样的来回应说主啊，你知道我爱你。
We should always be motivated by agape love.
我们应当是时刻的被那无条件的爱来受到激励。
Jesus was not teaching us or Peter, don't love the Lord with agape love. That is not what Jesus Christ is teaching.
那主耶稣基督不是在教导彼得说你不应当用那无条件的爱来爱。
We should always serve the Lord constrained by agape love.
我们应当时刻的就是受到这无条件的爱的激励来服侍主。
But in reality, in service, you and I must realize, like Peter, and admit, very often, it is conditional love that we love.
然而在现实的服侍的当中你我都应当意识到，就像彼得所表达的，就是我们知道说，很多时候我们是显出那有条件的。
This is to make sure that Peter will not be proud and arrogant anymore.
这是要帮助彼得，好叫他不再是那样的骄傲那样的傲慢。
And so the Lord said to him, I want you to come back and serve me.
那因此主就告诉彼得说，我要你回来来服侍我。
The first thing that he said to him, feed my lambs.
那因此首先他就对彼得说，喂养我的小羊。
This word feed simply means to protect them and to watch over them.
那这里所说的喂养单单就是要来维护他们。
And to make sure that they find a good pasture.
也确保说他们能够得到就是好的草原。
Lambs are the weakest. They're weaker than sheep. They are babies.
这些小羊是比就是比较小的就是这些幼小的羊。
A person who compare and compete will not care for others.
一个要与人比较、与人竞争的人，他们是不会理会其他的人。
A person who compares and competes will want to be number one. That means he likes to see other people fail and fall.
一个要与人比较、与人竞争的人他要成为第一，因此他是愿意看到别人就是失败、别人跌倒。
A person who is restored, like Peter, Jesus says, you now protect them. You now feed them. Care for them. Help them grow. Help them to be better than you, if possible.
一个已经被修复的人就像彼得一样，那主告诉他说你要来帮助他们，要来维护他们让他们变得比你更好。
That was what Peter needed to do at Pentecost when they were all truly newly born again babes in Christ.
这也是彼得所当做的当在五旬节的时候，那当他们都就是都得救，他们都只是那主里的婴孩的时候。
Remember how they faced persecution when we study the book of Acts in the early days?
还记得他们是怎么样的面对逼迫吗？我们在研讨这《使徒行传》的时候，我们所看见的。
It must have been so difficult for the thousands of Jews who accepted Christ.
对于那上千的这些犹太人来讲，实在是不容易的。
They had always been afraid of the Sanhedrin Council.
他们一直都害怕犹太公会。
And now the Sanhedrin Council will start to persecute them.
这时候犹太公会就开始来逼迫他们。
Remember how they put Peter and John into prison?
还记得他们是怎么样的把彼得跟约翰就是下在监里吗？
Later on, Herod killed James.
之后希律他杀了雅各。
The Peter must protect and not hurt God's sheep now.
彼得必须是来保护而不是伤害神的羊群了。
He must be prepared to die for them.
他必须是预备好来为他们来牺牲。
That is what Jesus Christ meant the second time. Feed my sheep.The word feed there is to shepherd, to protect them even unto death.
那这也是这等这主耶稣第二次回答的时候所说的啊。主耶稣说：“你牧羊，我的羊，那就是不但是喂养他们，更是来保护他们。”
The third time, the Lord Jesus Christ used back the same word for feed as the first time, but this time no more lambs, sheep.
那第三次主就用回同样的一个动词，就是不再是用牧羊，而是喂羊。那不过他却改变了，不是用小羊，而是羊。
You keep studying God's word, and you keep on feeding them God's word from the time they are lambs all the way right up to the time when they become full-grown sheep.
你时刻的来研读神的话语，你时刻的来。借着神的话语来教导他们，来喂养他们，那让他们从小羊渐渐的成长，成为那成年的羊。
Whenever we serve, please understand, we are not perfect.
我们服事的时候，让我们都知道，让我们都明白说，我们都不是完全的。
Whenever we serve, there will be moments where we will stumble and fall like Peter.
我们在服事的时候。我们都会有时刻就像彼得一样被绊倒跌倒。
Please understand that very often when we fall, it is usually because we were in a state of self-confidence and pride.
让我们都清楚这一点。那许多时候当我们跌倒的时候，都是因为我们处在那样的一个自信骄傲的状态里。
And these times when we fall, they are in a way good for us.
我们在那些跌倒的那些时刻里面，其实那些都是对我们有益的。
Peter's denial of the Lord three times was good for Peter.
彼得三次否认主，对彼得来讲那是有益的。
That was the way to destroy Peter's self-confidence and to teach him.You never do God's work without Christ's confidence.
那些是要来摧毁彼得的这样的一个自信，让他知道说，他不应当就是没有靠着主来服事。
In Christ, you succeed. In self, you fail.
那在基督里，你就能成功。如果你靠着自己，你必定失败。
We understand that there are certain transgressions that may disqualify a person from certain area of service.
我们明白说，有一些的过犯会使到某一个人在使到人在某一些的岗位上不能够继续的来服侍。
This must be carefully qualified.
我们必须是。就是谨慎的来，就是来，谨慎的来对待。
For example, if I am now a pastor and I committed adultery, even after I repent, I cannot serve as a pastor ever again.
那举个例子啊，我身为牧师，那如果我犯奸淫，那即使是我悔改了，那我也不能够就是再一次的回到牧师的岗位。
This is true of elders as well.
那这也是可以应用在长老的身上。
We cannot lower and desecrate the office of a bishop.
我们不能够使到这个教会监督的职分就是被的那个要求被降低。
After repentance, we will have to serve in a diminished capacity.
在悔改之后我就这人就只能够在一个较低的位份里来服侍。
Remember, whenever we stumble and fall, repent and come back to the Lord like Peter.And the Lord will restore you to service.
我们都谨记着说，如果我们像彼得一样被绊倒、跌倒了，那我们都应当悔改，那回到神的面前，那主就像让彼得被修复一样，让我们能够恢复服事。
God have always wanted Peter to serve Him.
神都时刻都要愿意彼得来服侍他。
But Peter felt rejected.
但是彼得却失败。
But the Lord knew when was the right time, the perfect time to restore Peter.
那主他知道什么时候是最正确的时机来让彼得得到修复。
And Peter will never forget.This incident ever again.
彼得就不会就是不会忘记这样的一件事情永不会忘记这事情了。
This time, whenever Peter saw a fisherman, he will remember Jesus has made me a fisher of men, and also Jesus has restored me.So that I can continue to be a fisher of men.
从这时候开始，那彼得当他看到打鱼的人，看到渔夫的时候，他就会想起主使他成为得鱼的人。那他也会就是知道说主让他。得到修复，能够继续成为那得鱼的人。
Peter will never in his entire life forget his three denials of Christ.
那彼得他在他一生中都不会忘记他曾经就是否认主三次。
Neither will he ever forget the three questions of Christ: "Lovest thou me?"
他也不会忘记那。主耶稣基督向他所发的这三道的问题都是问他说你爱我吗
Don't forget the day when the Lord destroyed your self-confidence. Peter never did.
我们不会忘记神就是主他摧毁我们自信的那一天那彼得他没有忘记。
And don't forget the day of your restoration as well.
也不要忘记你得到修复的那时刻。
Lovest thou me more than this? Jesus says.
主说你爱我比这些更深吗
Don't answer that question.
不要回答那样的一个问题。
Because it is not comparing or competing, isn't it?
因为不是要来比较和竞争，不是吗
？Answer questions number two and number three. Lovest thou me? That's it.
回应那第二道跟第三道的问题，就是你爱我吗
？And if you love the Lord Jesus Christ, take care of each other as brothers and sisters in Christ.
如果你爱主耶稣基督，那你就应当就是来照顾。 来帮助组内的弟兄姐妹。
Encourage one another. Don't criticize.
彼此的鼓励，不要在那里批评。
When a brother or a sister stumble, be there to help lift them up.
当有弟兄或姐妹他们被绊倒了，那你应当在那里来扶持他。
And stop comparing and competing.
我们应当禁止就是比较跟竞争。
But compliment one another and provoke one another unto love and to good works.
而是彼此的来配搭，来彼此的激发，来行那善功。
Let us pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Our merciful, loving Heavenly Father.
我们满有慈爱，满有恩典的圣天父。
We thank thee, O Lord, for the record of how you have helped Peter.
我们感谢主，你为我们记载了你是怎么样的帮助了彼得。
Help us, O Lord, to realize that all of us are more like Peter of old than the new Peter at John chapter 21.
求主帮助我们每个人，让我们都意识到说，我们比较像是那之前在21章之前的彼得，多过于在以这之后的彼得。
Help us to stop comparing and competing with one another.
求主帮助我们停止就是与其他的人来比较竞争。
Help us to esteem others better than ourselves.
求主帮助我们来就是看别人比自己强。
Help us to provoke one another unto love and to good works.
我们求主帮助我们，让我们都激发彼此的激发来行那善功。
Help us to show our love for thee, O God, by loving one another in Christ Jesus.
求主帮助我们，让我们借着就是在主里面来彼此相爱，来显出我们对主你的爱。
May we learn daily to love thee with all our heart, soul, strength, and mind, and our neighbor as ourselves.
求主帮助我们，让我们是每一天都尽心尽意尽力的来爱主，也就是爱我们的邻舍，如同爱我们自己一样。
In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we give thanks and pray.
我们奉靠耶稣基督最宝贵神圣的圣名，我们感恩祷告。
Amen.
Amen.